Do the same wells.
Well, ID 5496, owned by Gail Landis, a lot of family living trust, located on CR 2745 in Decatur, Wise County. Doug?
This is up northeast part of Wise County. Well ID 5496 was drilled, or was back up. August of this year, we had a new well application. District staff went up there to field verify it, sent it to me, came to my desk. I noticed something looked funny. It looked like a registered well was really close to a property line. We started doing some digging, and well ID 5496 was drilled and approved in 2013 on a 79-acre tract of land. In June of 2017, that tract of land sold from the Landises to the Talata Family Living Trust. Ownership of well ID 5496 was never transferred, so we were never notified of the change in ownership. On August 30th, 2023, the Talata Family Living Trust subdivided a 10-acre tract from that 79-acre tract property and sold that 10-acre tract to Bradley and Caitlin Hunter. In an effort to give access to that 10 acres, there's a long strip that goes to the county road. Here's the 10 acres. Here's a long strip to the county road. Here's well ID 5496. Well ID 5496 was technically approved to be drilled right here. It was drilled 107 feet away right up here and is now 15 feet from a newly configured property line. Here's a picture. You can clearly see there's a new property line up there. There's the well. District Rule 4.3 talks about maintaining the minimum tract size and spacing requirements after a well drilled under district spacing, tract size and spacing requirements is approved and drilled. They have to maintain those requirements. Failure to do so could require the well to be plugged. Additionally, TDLR rules require that any well that is less than 50 feet to a property line shall be completed in an alternate way, positive with pressure cemented anyway, either trimmy pipe or whatever. My brain's slowly fading. It's worth noting that the annular seal on that was created by pouring, looks like that says 10 sacks of hole plug, poured. Clearly not pressure cemented to 100 feet below surface. My recommendation is a settlement to include a first minor violation for failure to notify the district of change in ownership, $100 of penalty associated with the first minor violation, first major violation for failure to maintain the minimum well spacing requirements set forth in district rules, $250 penalty associated with that, and the requirement to plug well ID 5496.
They were notified of all this?
They were sent a registered certified letter, correct?
And they were notified of what your recommendation was going to be?
I think we sent that before I wrote my recommendation.
Correct.
We generally do that to make sure people get noticed that it's going to be on the agenda.
We received no response.
We did not receive a response, but we did send a certified letter.
Our interpretation of our rules are someone owns 10 acres and they sell it. Not only do they sell it and transfer a deed, they're supposed to also tell us that they sold it.
Supposed to.
Well,
that's what the rules say, isn't that correct, Brian?
That's all right.
If somebody has a 10-acre tract of land and they've got a well drilled on that tract of land that was drilled under our rules, when they sell that 10-acre tract, they're supposed to notify us that that tract's been sold to transfer the well. That is what our rules say.
If not the sale of the land.
We don't have to add that one on there if you don't want.
If the notice that the well has changed ownership.
Right.
Yeah, if they were to reserve ownership of the well and just sell the land, then that wouldn't apply.
Yeah. The reason goes back to there's no way we can track every single
transaction.
Right.
But the way, when the well's moved.
It is more important, obviously, for non-exempt wells than exempt wells.
Or a condition where someone owns land, someone else drills a well on their property with their knowledge and permission, and then give them the well. I think that really is where it quite important.
Right. This one is probably not as, honestly, it's probably not as important in this one. This one, the kicker is the fact that the well is too close to a property line, not completed up to TDLR standards for being that close to a property line.
In the past, we've looked at these and we've looked at situations where wells were too close to property lines. And while we can't impact TDLR rules, we looked at them purchasing water, groundwater rights or groundwater easements so that they would have 50 feet from the well and have groundwater rights.
Right.
That doesn't take them away from TDLR violation. In those cases, are we informing TDLR of the existence of a well that violates their rules?
We've never done that, except with what's his name? Right. But they actually moved their property line. The time before they did that, they actually moved the property line so that it's 50 foot from the property line. They did this little kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Is this well being used?
I don't think it was equipped, is it, Jacob? Well, it's not, there's not power hooked up to it, right? It does not look like it's currently being used. I mean, if you want to change that to require the well to be plugged, to requirement to bring that well into compliance with district rules or be plugged, if they want to resurvey the property to move that little tract up, I'm whatever you guys want to do.
I think they ought to have the option to salvage the well if they want to go through the effort to resurvey and redo
the property. The owner of the well sold the 10 acres to the other people, created a new property line that's created the problem, correct?
Right.
So I think that's where you're heading. We need to let them have the opportunity to correct their problem. Yep. They could shift that easement over.
Right. Well, it's not an easement. It's actually... If it was an easement, it wouldn't be a problem.
Because it wouldn't be
It's actually a property sale.
This is literally the shape of the property. That's a property line.
But
do we know if the owners of their tract are family?
We don't know that they are. That's a completely different name, but they may very well be.
So,
but I think by saying, you know, bring the well into compliance with district rules or plug the well, I think that allows for that to happen.
And you generally give them 30 days or to the end of the next month?
I usually give them 30 days to accept the settlement, which in other words, they email me or something in writing saying, hey, yes, we're going to do this. Here's what we're doing to begin the process.
Or ask to come back before the board.
Right.
Because we've had that a few times in the past.
Right.
It's been rare, but we have.
Yeah. Say what? Okay. Yeah. So add that. That's a good point, Kyle. If they choose to move the property line and maintain the well, we should require them to make it a monitoring well. So I would add that. So I would keep this the same under the, if y'all want to strike the first, the minor violation, I don't have a problem with that. Under the last one, the requirement to plug the well, could requirement to bring the well into compliance with district rules or plug the well. And then finally enter into if they change the property line, I'll wordsmith the motion. But basically, choose to move the property line to bring the well into compliance, then the well has to become they have to enter into an agreement for the ongoing measurement of water levels. Does that make sense?
Gives them an opportunity to correct the defect.
Yeah.
For clarification, who owns the dirt right now where the well is located?
The same people that have owned it since 2017.
The hunters. Then they purchased this odd-shaped piece of land?
No, they sold the odd-shaped
piece. They sold the odd-shaped and then created the problem.
All right, Mike, so this was all one big – this is just a portion of 79 acres. Here's the well. The people that own it all, that still own the well, sold this tract.
Okay.
So the ones who sold it are still the ones who own the well.
And the ones that sold the property and created the 15-foot setback,
okay,
they're the ones getting the deal, not the new property owners. Yeah. It's not their problem.
Right. But yeah, there's no power running to it. It's just sitting there with no power.
So our general manager's recommendation as modified, what's board's pleasure?
I'll make a motion that we accept the general manager's recommendation with the change of item number 5 being modified so that the well can be plugged or the property lines modified.
Or it be brought into compliance.
Brought into compliance.
So it can be brought in compliance and along with the monitoring well requirement.
Do you want to strike the first minor violation? Doug didn't have a problem with it.
But up to you.
Leave it.
Leave it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I hear the motion.
Okay. Yeah. And I just item number 5 is the only one I modified.
Yeah. Item number
5.
On here. Okay.
Yeah, 5 here.
Okay.
Not agenda.
No. Okay. A motion and second to accept the general manager's recommendation with the addition of either bring the well into compliance with district rules or plug, and if bringing in compliance, become part of the monitor well system. I have motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 2, unregistered well owned by Jackie Stone, located at 1697 East Highway 114 in Wise County. Doug?
Yes, sir. On August 31st, district received phone call stating that there was a water well drilled too close to a property line at 1697 East Highway 114. This is west of Boyd, right, where kind of it curves back up before you get to 51. Landowner stated, or the person stated, the well had been drilled approximately 6 months prior. Staff visited the property, found a fairly recently drilled well. There were still cuttings on the ground. There was no application submitted to the district for the recently drilled water well. Before I go on, I would note that I believe the owner's on. We had received a request from the owner had an attorney request that we continue this. I'm going to go through and lay it out. Ryan can weigh in on that. But I'm going to go on and lay out the situation. So here's pictures of the well. You can still see the cuttings all around it. Here's the well. Obviously, District Rule 2.1A states you have to obtain an approved registration before drilling a well. In addition to the failure to obtain an approved registration prior to drilling the well is located approximately 2.5 feet from a property line and 23 feet from the other property line. Additionally, the well is located on a tract of land. I don't know if I have this on there. That's 0.5 acre. It's further down, right? Okay. Well, then we'll talk about this. District Rule 4.2 talks about wells must be drilled in compliance with TDLR rules. TDLR rules said that here's the kicker. Usually we say 50% pressure cemented. There's no state well report, so we don't know if it's pressure cemented, but TDLR rules generally indicate that a well has to be at least 5 feet away from a property line, minimum. That's my understanding. Isn't that correct, Tim? At a minimum, 5 feet.
Correct.
This well is 2.5 feet from a property line. And this is also the person who drills a well is supposed to submit a completion report to the TDLR. There's no completion report submitted to Texas for a state well report. Obviously, if it was drilled 6 months ago. Tract of land is also only 0.5 acre. It was originally a 1 acre tract of land. That land was transferred to the current owner. I believe he inherited. I believe his parents passed, and the property was split into 2 half-acre sections between siblings. So it was subdivided into 0.5 acre in 2017. So it's recently subdivided into something less than 2 acres. Minimum tract size, 2 acres.
Was there a well on the other 0.5 acre?
Staff cannot confirm it.
It was drilled prior to the existence of the district. There is Walnut Creek also services the area, We have confirmed with Walnut Creek they do service the area.
But my question is, did they put a new meter on it or change ownership without telling you?
It wasn't registered, so it doesn't matter. Shannon, what am I going to do with you? So, Mr. Stone, last week, Mr. Stone, the owner, called. I spoke with him. During that conversation, Mr. Stone claimed that that well is a geothermal well. He said he drilled it himself, which in Texas, you're allowed to drill a well on your own property. I don't refute that. That is the case. If you actually drill that well, if the owner actually drills the well.
That's item five.
He made a claim that it was a geothermal well. However, multiple times during the conversation, he did state that he intended to water his foundation. I did point out that a geothermal well, a closed loop geothermal well, does not have the ability to actually produce water. So the intent was obviously to produce water. He said he was going to water his foundation. And if it's an open loop geothermal well, that's just a water well, right? I mean, that's how our rules, that's the way chapter 36 reads. Again, I'm going to go back. I don't know if I have another picture. I'm going to go back to the picture. They made the claim that it was a geothermal well. There's wires coming out from the pump. You can see pipe coming out, drop pipe coming out.
No, any geothermal well you've ever seen?
It usually has a return.
Yeah.
You got to have an in and an out.
Yeah. From my knowledge, I am not a well driller. I am not an engineer. I've been doing this for a minute. Seen quite a few water wells. That looks like every other water well I've ever seen.
Doesn't look like a geothermal.
Doesn't look like a geothermal well I've ever seen. That is basically all I had. Project property is configured prior to 2017, so wouldn't have been able to drill a well anyway. What I've made a recommendation, basically it's not a recommendation. I'm just saying this is the maximum penalties we could give. Minor violation for failure to timely notify, file a well completion report, $100 penalty. First major violation, could be up to $1,000 penalty. Second major violation could be up to a $5,000. Third major violation, up to $10,000. Again, those are just up to what it could go up to. And then a requirement to plug the well. Again, we did receive a request from their attorney to continue this. His request is based on the 20-day notice for a show cause hearing. This isn't a show cause hearing, correct?
Yes.
You want to address that? You've read his request.
And we've got somebody online here. So, yes, yeah. we had something asking for a motion for continuance concerning the show cause hearing. We haven't scheduled a show cause hearing, so there's no show cause hearing to continue. Obviously, if the alleged violator has retained an attorney and would like to appear before us and state their case, we ought to give them that. That doesn't mean that you can't give the general manager authority to offer a settlement in lieu of litigation that maybe they'll accept or maybe they'll reject, and we'll schedule a show cause hearing in conjunction with the October board meeting and let them come make their case.
All right. So my recommendation, based on what Brian said, my recommendation would be fairly small penalties, requirement to plug the well as a settlement. If the board offers that settlement in the letter that I send to them as the settlement offer, I would say, minor, small penalty fees, but you got to plug the well. Failure to accept that settlement, please accept this letter as a notice that a show cause hearing will be scheduled in conjunction with our October board meeting. That way it's the notice for that. If they don't, then call and tell me we want to come in for the show cause hearing. And at the show cause hearing, the board could come up and ultimately find whatever penalties they chose. That would be my recommendation, to offer a smaller penalties and requirement to plug the well. And if they don't accept it, come in for a show cause hearing next month. Doug? Yes, sir.
What do our rules say about, so if there was no well and they had 1 acre and they hadn't split it and had been platted prior to the initiation of the district, they could have drilled a well following rules with spacing. And then there's rules that if you subdivide it with family, the 2 acres aren't required. Is that correct?
Is that a Wise County requirement?
Excuse me. Did they get the permit from the county?
There's no permit.
No.
They didn't get a county permit either?
No.
So
no.
They violated two in the...
I don't know that they had to plat with the county because of the family.
With the family.
Right.
Like the transfer of property among family.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that requirements the requirement to plat. But as far as like ability to drill a well, you know, if there's a well on the 1 acre lot, it never would have been subdivided. You know, they have a well. They wouldn't have been able to drill another well. But it was platted years and years and years ago. But the change in property occurred in 2017, which and there's, you know,
and the property served by
Walnut Creek. Yeah, and we called. I think staff called and asked Walnut Creek if they served that address, and I think they said yes. Atlantis, yeah, called and they said they did.
Do we know or have even an idea when this orifice was punched in the ground?
We did not.
Before or after our permit rules?
Been after. It would have, you know, we've heard 6 months. I believe Mr. Stone said up to maybe a year. There's still obviously cuttings on the ground, but it hadn't really rained, so
they
might still be cutting.
Qualified for a well because Walnut Creek serves the area.
They wouldn't have been eligible to drill a well regardless of that because it was subdivided in 2017.
Yeah. Multiple reasons.
We've got two reasons why they could.
Right.
So.
Right.
General manager's recommendation.
Yeah, I believe Mr. Stone, the owner, is online. If he would like to say anything, I don't know. I don't know if he says he's there. I don't know. Maybe everybody got tired of a long meeting and tuned out.
Doug, did you have a – you mentioned something about a lower penalty.
Yeah.
Something in mind?
Yeah, I would say, you know, something in line with what we've historically done. Again, it's a settlement. You know, I think you can get rid of the first minor for failure to timely fill a, what I put in there was like, this is probably the most we could do. Right. I would say a first major for violation of district rules for drilling, completing, altering, operating well without a compliant or approved registration. First major, $250 penalty. Second major for drilling a well in violation of minimum track size, $500 penalty.
Third major.
I would just leave it at that and say it. Plug the well. Yeah. A first major, drilling it without approval, $250. Second major, failure to comply with minimum track size and spacing, $500. Plug the well. That would be my settlement offer. With the knowledge of if they come back, it could potentially go all the way up to this during the show cost.
Well, I still think he knew that he couldn't drill the well at all without contacting the county.
I mean, the county doesn't have anything to do with drilling the well.
Yeah, but you have to. Okay.
Slide aside on this. Were we able to get a depth on the well? Do we have any idea? Did we try to measure that?
No.
What's the penalty totaled yet?
$750.
That's
it. If they plug the well.
$750 and plug the well.
If they do not accept that and ask for show cause hearing, I'd be more comfortable saying that we're taking the offer off the table and it's open to the maximum penalties in our rules.
Correct.
I would like to know the intent on this. Obviously, is there any way that we can just, he's wanting a contingency.
He's lawyered up. I think they need to be here.
And the lawyer,
is there any way that we can just say, we'll just table it for tonight and let's hear?
Y'all can do what you want. That would not be my recommendation.
You go ahead and offer this up to
my recommendation would be go on and offer the settlement up. If he agrees it, good, great, go on down the road. Secure. If he doesn't, then we have the opportunity under, I mean, a show cause hearing is much more formal than this. They'll have to be sworn in and
they testify under oath.
They
under penalty of perjury.
Yes, say that again. I don't know if they're.
They'll have to testify under oath under penalty of perjury about whether that was a geothermal well.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just kind of.
It's up to you guys.
You know, how malicious was this?
I'm going to make a motion to accept the general manager's modified recommendation, which is removing the first minor violation, first major with a $250 offer of a $250 penalty, second major violation with an offer of a $500 penalty, and plug the well. And if they do not accept that, this will serve as notice of a show cause hearing at our next meeting, and the offer will be removed.
Correct.
And it could be subject to whatever the maximum penalties our rules allow.
Correct.
And I put a date on how to plug that well.
Well, yeah.
Get him to
He will. There's going to be the show cause hearing is going to have 20-day notice, right?
Well, that's why the letters would serve as a notice. I'll send that letter out Monday.
Yeah. So they'll either plug the well or they're going to be here next month for a show cause hearing.
Well, it gives you 30 days. That's the whole point.
I second that motion.
Okay.
And were you able to get that?
Yeah.
That's why she's taping this. Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Well, ID 18234, built by Brian Walden, located in the Deer Glade subdivision in Parker County.
How many more we got?
You ready?
Well, look at the agenda.
We're near. I've only got 53 slides left.
Out of 200.
Sorry, guys.
I'm legislative about that.
Oh, he's going to be real quick.
Unfortunately, I have a real big.
Okay.
Didn't paint him through.
I'm sorry, Brian. I'm just laughing at what Brian just said. I don't know if anybody else caught it. I know Ann did.
Go ahead.
You threw it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, are we the only ones? Well, ID 18, and long night, long day. 18234, drove by Brian Walden, located in Deer Glade. Got a call from, I'm going to try to go through this quick. Got a call from, actually an email from a landowner, builder, stating they'd had multiple problems with these wells, and they had some concern about where they were drilled. Staff went out. Here's when they were approved. These wells were approved to be drilled last summer. We actually went out, measured. These are flags in the ground. So these were field verified and marked in the field before they were drilled. Owner calls. He's been having a trouble. One of the wells isn't functioning at all. He's got them piped over to the other lot. Has a bunch of issues. Mentioned the location of the wells. Well, ID 18235 was drilled 12 feet from the approved location. Not a big deal. Well, ID 18234 was drilled 31 feet from the approved location, 42 feet from the property line, and 136 feet from well ID 18234. Here's measurements when we went in just the other day, measured it. Property line, well to well. The district rules, drilling or replacement well has to be within 30 feet of the approved location. Here's the approved location. Here's where the well is drilled, 30 feet away, 42 feet from the property line, 136 feet from this other well. Supposed to be 50 and 150. So it's 42 and 130. Additionally, going back to TDLR rules about siting a well, unless it's 50 feet away from a property line, it's got to be pressure cemented. Annular seal was created by 3 bags of cement poured, so not pressure cemented to 100 feet as per TDLR rules. Here's the email that Jenny, wherever she is, there she is, that Jenny sent to the driller when the email, when it was approved. This is consistent. We send these emails and we always put it in red. If the location of the well changed, we always put it in red so the drillers know, hey, where we went out and marked the well and it's different from where you originally submitted. Again, 4.2 states if it doesn't meet our spacing, we can require the well to be permanently closed or plugged. My recommendation is to offer a settlement to Mr. Walden for a first major violation of district rules for drilling in a different location, $250 penalty associated with that. Second violation of district rules for failure to comply with minimum well spacing requirements, $500 penalty, and a requirement to plug well ID 18234. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
So, Mr. Walden, driller?
Correct.
First issue with him?
No.
Yes. Simply yes or no?
No. It didn't become an official violation, but no. This is the one, remember, he completed a bunch of wells that produced more than 17 gallons a minute, and we let him just go back and fix it. And he fixed like 30 wells, 20 wells, something like that.
And the only way to fix this is to plug it and drill a new one.
Correct. I believe Brent had a question.
How big is the property? What's that?
Those are 2 acre lots.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Make a motion to accept GM's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the general manager's recommendation. Do I hear any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Number four, well ID 20208, drilled by Montana Myers on Edwards Road in Hood County. Doug?
Yes, sir. One second.
Now, this is the one where the property owners. Yeah.
Yes. So, Mr. Mize, we received an application. I'm going to try to sum this up as quickly as I can. Received an application in May of this year. It was not complete. Jenny sent an email to the driller asking for a couple of additional things to complete the application. Got that back the same day, right? Submit. Jenny looked at it, went to enter the application. Coordinates were showing up near Rio Vista in Johnson County. This well is supposed to be located on, what was it, Davis Road? Edwards Road. Edwards Road in far southern Hood County, close to the Somerville County line. Coordinates are showing up in Rio Vista, near Rio Vista, far southwest Johnson County down there. Jenny sent him an email, said, hey, these coordinates are not showing up in the district or not showing up on Edwards Road. She sent that email on May 25th. She sent another email on June 6th and a third email on August 22nd requesting new coordinates. After Jenny mentioned it to me, I was like, send staff out there to go see if Mr. Myers drilled the well. A few months ago, Mr. Myers drilled a well without submitting an application down in the Toller area. So Jacob went down there, found this well setting on the applicant's property on Edwards Road.
Then comment that he drilled a well near a toller, so it's the same well driller who may have drilled two wells without registering either one.
Correct. Correct.
We're aware of.
Correct. This is the second one. He submitted a application for this one. He just never corrected it because we kept asking for the new coordinates.
He drilled it before the staff said it's good to go.
Right. Right. We asked for coordinates. We asked for coordinates again because they were showing up. It's one thing for us if coordinates are on the lot, they may be off, we'll go mix them. But if the coordinates, standard procedure, if the coordinates aren't anywhere close to the address, we just let the driller know, like, these coordinates aren't anywhere close. Could you please send us some new coordinates? So we at least have an idea where we're supposed to be going.
Up to three times, apparently.
Right. found this well to be drilled. The owner confirmed that Mr. Mize came out and drilled the well. I believe the owner was quite nice to Jacob. Always respond, called Jacob back a couple times. District staff Kyle called Mr. Mize. Mr. Mize got quite upset, stated that staff told him that it wasn't in the district. Again, the emails didn't say it's not in the district. The email said the coordinates you submitted are not in the district. At no point did the district staff tell him the proposed well is not physically located, and this property isn't located in the district. He never followed up with an email, never followed up with a phone call. So the map below shows the well location in relation to the county line. You see, here's the Somerville County line.
Roughly how far is that well from the county line?
A couple miles.
Okay.
If it's multiple miles to the location where he gave you.
The location he gave was probably 30 miles away. Yeah. Exempt wells, the second time within the last 12 months, Mr. Mize has drilled a well without authorization. Previous time, he didn't even submit an application. This time he did, he just didn't respond to us. It's worth noting that the previous violation was not completed up to TLR standards. It was just an open hole. He didn't even, it was weird.
Yeah, like you can.
Like there was, the surface sleeve, there was nothing, there was, the casing coming up out of the surface sleeve, but the surface sleeve was just completely open as well. It was, and so that settlement was, penalty, bring the well up to compliance. Jacob was out there recently and it's still not brought up to compliance. Spring? Did we report that one to Adam? We did report that to TDLR. That's still not in compliance. So my recommendations, second major violation for completing, altering, operating well without a compliant and approved registration, and $1,000 penalties associated with the second major violation, and a forfeiture of the well completion report deposit.
Everything else with the well meets the rest of ours.
Everything else, that was actually, the well looked pretty good, didn't it, Jacob? Has he submitted a state well report? I don't think he has. Although he could have put coordinates in Johnson County on the state well report too. I don't remember if we looked. I don't remember if maybe we did look on the computer. But at that location, there's not a state well report.
Have general manager's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion that we offer a settlement per the general manager's recommendation.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Watts. Any further?
What?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if someone else was abstaining again.
I wanted to do that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, we're getting punched drunk. We're not quite through. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Note that Don is absent
for
the vote.
And not vote. And note Don's absent for the vote. He'll be back. Okay, you're really going to love me, folks. At this point, I'm announcing that we're going into executive session under Article 551-071 for consultation with legal counsel. No action will be taken at this meeting. Any action that results will be taken after we come back out into open session.
Thank you.
I really want to go.
And I'm running to the boys' room.
Go for me, too. We'll get to
trying to leave a pop in your minute.
Yeah. I'm not trying. Well, Brian needs her. Hey.
every week.
All right, we're on, Tracy.
Hey, Brent.
We're on, Tracy.
We're on?
Yeah, I need his
phone. Show, we're back in open session at 7:37. Well, ID 19606, owned by Jamie Brent. Fishon, on King Cannon Lane, New Fairview, Texas, in Wise County. Mr. Sledge, would you provide a motion for us, please, sir?
Yes, sir. Would recommend that the board move to authorize the general manager and legal counsel to file a formal complaint with the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation against James Jimmy Carvish for acting as a water well driller or pump installer without a license, and further to authorize the general manager and legal counsel to pursue legal action against Mr. Carvish for that and related violations of the district rules, either independently or in coordination with or supporting action in district court against Mr. Carvish for those violations, including all penalties that are available to the district under the rules, and injunctive relief to enjoin him from continuing to operate without a license.
Have one amendment.
Yes.
When you said in coordination and supporting, you didn't say TDLR.
With TDLR.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Director Micah. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I said in. Second by Director Nave.
Yeah, he did.
Any further discussion?
We got a lot of latitude.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
What a
motion carries. Doug, I'm going to request you table the, let's take up the annual report next month.
Perfect.
Okay. Update and recommendation from Executive Committee and General Manager regarding staff compensation preparation for development of fiscal year 2023 budget. The Executive Committee has looked through that. It's fairly straightforward and in your agenda packet. Do we just want to proceed on?
Proceed on.
I hear a motion to accept it.
So leave.
Motion by Director Watts, second by Director Wilson, any further discussion? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Discussion, possible action to renew medical coverage and health reimbursement arrangement for district employees for 2024 budget year and take necessary action.
Didn't go
good.
Yeah. Unfortunately, our rates went up. Monthly premiums for single staff went up. For family plans went down. Total monthly premium went up 11%. So obviously, and also the health reimbursement arrangement, which helps staff cover costs up to 50% of out-of-pocket costs. Obviously, we thoroughly appreciate that. We're using it at y'all's discretion. Obviously, my recommendation is a renewal. That's up to you guys.
Any questions of Doug?
Post to accept the recommendation of the general manager.
Motion on Director Wilson. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second on Director Nave. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 7, discussion regarding fees charged by the district, including but not limited to the adoption of Resolution 23-007, setting water use and transport administrative fees. Take necessary action. Doug?
Yes, sir. I am not. So we're required to adopt water use fees every year. We've never changed our water use fees, 22 cents per thousand. We've never changed our transfer fees, 11 cents per thousand. And then the additional fees that are listed here, well, we've pretty much had in place for a long time. My recommendation is approval of Resolution 23-007, setting water use, transport, and administrative fees.
Setting or keeping?
It's setting.
Setting. We're required to set.
We're required to set them each
and every. Set them at the same amount.
Setting without changing.
Heard the general manager's recommendation. Any questions?
Make a move.
Motion by Director Nave. Do I hear a second?
I will.
Second by Director Wilson. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Manager report, Doug, anything in particular?
Man, I mean, even if there was, I can't remember.
You do have a joint meeting with representatives from four counties on Monday.
I do.
On
I
Senate
do.
Bill 2440.
Right.
My judge has asked me to attend, so I'm going to come down.
What's the plan on coming up?
So,
just so you know, I'll have it in here. We're going to have a big table set up in here so we can all sit around here. Jill's put together a presentation that pretty much outlines the GAC process. I'll have Kyle in there, and we're going to go through what we can offer to help them and start to kind of work on what they would like to see, hopefully by December, either November, December meeting. I'd hope to be bringing interlocal agreements to you guys to authorize me to sign on behalf of the district. And then they can take to their each commissioner's court so we can have interlocals with all four counties.
I am correct. Each of the counties is going to have to at least amend their subdivision rules to be in compliance, aren't they?
I don't know.
Depends on how they're worded, I would imagine.
I don't necessarily. If they already require the groundwater study, then I don't know why they would have to amend them.
Unless they quoted the original statute where you may, and then that becomes you shall.
Right. But I'm not going to make any,
that's their problem.
They need to talk to their attorneys about that. All we're doing is trying to get the interlocal to review those studies for them.
Okay.
Would it be appropriate to tell the board what you did at Hood County?
Sure. I went down to commissioner's court and, had a good meeting with those guys. It was we sat around for a little bit through some entertainment.
Yeah.
If you're ever bored on a Tuesday morning, I can tell you where to go.
Commissioner's Court.
Hood County Commissioner's Court. They stream it. Gave them an update on 2440, on a couple other things, you know, registrations and developments we're seeing coming in. It was fairly well received. Nothing super major, but it was good update. Am I forgetting something?
No. Okay. You talking about the rainwater?
Yeah, I mentioned the rainwater. We are going to start taking applications for that pretty soon. If you see any major changes you want us to do, I think we can make that change pretty quick. But we're going to start accepting applications for that pretty soon. So that's all I got, guys.
Okay. We don't have any budget amendments, do we?
Nope.
Okay. General counsel.
What?
Chan, go ahead.
What do we do? Do we have any kind of newsletter that we send out on a regular basis?
We do. Jill's actually sent it to me for like edits, and I'm not going to lie. It's sitting in my inbox for me to edit before we send it out. We generally send it out seasonally. It usually goes out about
season.
What?
Any particular season?
Some seasons. No, it's usually kind of spring, summer, winter.
Who are we sending that to?
Goes to every non-exempt well owner, and then we have a fairly decent list of folks that have signed up for the newsletter. You can sign up for it on our website.
The Texas Board of Professional Engineers sends out a newsletter quarterly, and it includes all fines and penalties that they impose. One thought we may want to consider is doing that, especially for sending it to non-exempt well owners, so they know if they, I don't know, get a new meter or transfer ownership of wells, that they know that that's an issue, even though it's clearly stated in our rules.
It doesn't hurt to remind them.
That's a good point. I may put something in there. I may not put all the discrete penalties in there, you know, but I say board has recently taken action to, you know, offer or found multiple violations for removing meters, stuff like that. I can put something in there.
Well, and it probably doesn't hurt to tell them we've ordered wells to be plugged too, because that really gets their attention.
Right. Right.
I just think we're wanting to stop having violations if we tell them that we're serious about it and that we're taking action. And letting them know about meter and transferring wells, if they know, I mean, that's just one less thing to be able to say, well, I didn't know.
Right.
Yes, well, we sent you 12 newsletters talking about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
General counsel?
Only thing I'd note for you is we've just got some state agency rulemakings that we're going to have to stay on top of. They haven't really started yet. 2440, TCQ is going to do a rulemaking on that. And this thing I think I mentioned last month, this new efforts to allow injection of recycled produced water from oil and gas operations into freshwater aquifers instead of underlying saline aquifers. That's coming down the pike, and we're going to want to bird dog it. That's all I have.
What? Very big one. We've noticed the batteries are in the clock. Yes. Thank you, staff. I didn't have to yell at them to remind them. So, Matt, you've been very quiet tonight. Do you have anything?
No.
Okay. All right. I just don't want you to feel neglected. Next meeting is October 19th here at this point at 5 o'clock. And we would have to make a decision fairly quickly because of that potential show cause hearing. So I ask staff to kind of keep an eye on agenda, and if we have the same problem,
yeah,
we'll do the poll.
I'll keep it
today very quickly.
Date is it? 19th. We can keep the show trial at 5.
We could do that. We could do the show calls at 5 and meet earlier.
Good.
We need to.
Right. I like meeting earlier. I know some of you guys have stuff going. I mean, obviously not every meeting is this long, but.
It's been a long time since we've had one like this, isn't it? So, and I'm sure we're adjourned at 7:40.
Adios.
Kept it under 6 hours.
I could talk for another 10.
Tim,
yes,
you need to sign this one too.